Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, the day before a national holiday, my husband's birthday.
Thank you, baby, very much. Hallelujah. Tomorrow. I'm excited. Our confession for January 3rd, 2020. Heavenly Father, in the strong name of Jesus, I rejoice that in 2020, debt is disappearing, lack is leaving, poverty is fleeing, faith is increasing, money is multiplying, wealth is accumulating, generosity is growing.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, that I have more than enough to meet all my needs. I thank you that today I'll be receiving unexpected checks, gifts, and money.
Amen.
I thank you for creative ideas stirring within me. I thank you for opening new avenues of revenue in my life. I thank you that I walk in the wisdom and favor of my Heavenly Father. I thank you that this day will provide divine appointments and supernatural connections for me. I thank you in advance, Heavenly Father, for all these things. I give you the glory and the honor as I await with anticipation the manifestation of your power, promotion, protection this day. In the strong name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, we're fired up.
Yes.
About getting everybody, helping everybody make 2020 turn around year the greatest year of your lives. And these seven daily confessions are a big part to getting your year off to the right kind of start.
Yes, and put you in the right attitude.
I want to say this before we pick up the teaching from yesterday. Never allow your circumstances to cloud your thinking, destroy your dreams, or make you settle for less than His best for your life. Here's a brief review. Number one, believe things are going to change. You got to believe things are going to change.
Amen. Number two, be a doer, not a talker. You know what makes the difference with God? Romans 2:13. This is in the Message. Merely hearing God's law is a waste of your time if you don't do what He commands.
Hallelujah.
Doing, not hearing, is what makes the difference with God.
Wow. Number three, confession prepares us for success now and forever. That's why these daily confessions, the first 7 days of this year, are so important. So important. You know, in fact, instead of just doing like today, day three, you might want to go back and do one and two and then three.
It sets the stage.
And you may well even want to go beyond 7 days, just repeating.
Number four, expect something good to happen today and every day. Psalm 5, verse 3, New International Version. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Hallelujah.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number five, love people like Jesus said. There are three people you need to love. First is God. If I were to ask you if you love God, your immediate answer would be, well, it'd probably be absolutely. With my whole heart. The real question is whether or not God would say that you love Him with your whole heart. God uses a very simple test to determine the extent to which we love Him. John 14:15, Classic Amplified. If you really love me, you'll keep my commands. Hallelujah. God's criteria for whether or not we love Him with our whole hearts is based on whether or not we obey His instructions. Second, love yourself. It's been said by someone that if you don't love yourself, no one else will. Well, I could debate the spiritual implications of such a statement. I do think it's important to love yourself. Specifically, who you are in Him, glorifying, and why you were created in His image and after His likeness. Third, love everybody else. I frequently ask people how often God should have to tell us something in order to get it and live it. The answer is once. He did it six times. He did it six times. Well, I'm just going to give you one of them. Mark 12:31. 12:31, Classic Amplified. The second is like it and is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The bottom line, if you love yourself, well, let me say it this way. If you're to love your neighbor as yourself, then I'd say it's important to love yourself.
That is so true. Number six, be a giver, even when it's not convenient. You know, on this particular point, I could simply ask you to look at the bottom of the pages of your Bible that deal with seed time and harvest or tithes and offerings to see if there's an asterisk that says that you're excluded. But the point of it is you're not, because that's how God blesses you. Truthfully, that should really settle it right there, any excuses people have. But the thing that I've always said is that you got to plant seed before you can expect a harvest. That's just common sense. And in Ecclesiastes 11:4, Living Bible, it warns us, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. There's a lot of well-meaning, good-intentioned words out there on how to do the Word of God. But the Word of God is the Word of God. And you do the Word of God, you do what it says. You know, people want to do a lot of great things, they say, for their churches or for their, you know, pay off mortgages, pay off this and that. But this is simply the bottom line. Luke 16:10. Luke 16:10, and it says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. The point, if we don't sow what we've got right now, we will never sow later on.
That's so true. Number seven, move out of your comfort zone and into the passing zone.
I like it, honey. 2020.
That's it. Your comfort zone is an enemy of your future, a hindrance to your success, a stumbling block to your destiny. If you stay in your comfort zone, you'll never leave or surpass your current reality. Here are seven ways to get out of your comfort zone. First, realize why you are where you are. If you're working the same job in the same position you were 10 years ago, if you're still paying off the same debts, it's time for some self-examination. Hallelujah. Max Dupree, the business leader, once said, we cannot become what we want to be by remaining what we are.
That's true. Number two, let go of what's holding you back. If you don't face the things, your fears, the things that are trying to keep you back, they're just going to keep growing. The key is to face them, eliminate them through the power of God.
Absolutely. Number three, try something new. It's time to forget the way things used to be done or have never been done. If you limit your future because of your past, you'll always be blue. In fact, you could make that into a country and western song. God can't do something new as long as you're staying where you are.
Number four, good habits will move you up and out. Bad habits will bring you down. What is a habit? It is simply doing something that you've done so often it becomes easy. In other words, it's a behavior that you keep repeating. On a recent call, we asked everybody to write down this question and answer it. What would be the one habit that you would like to have more than anything else? In Job 22:26, Classic Amplified, it says, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways.
Hallelujah. That's a great scripture. Number five, maybe you need somebody different in your foxhole. If you want to break free from your comfort zone, you may need to break free from some of the people you've been hanging around with. Do your friends encourage or discourage you? Do they ignore your dreams, hopes, and plans for the future? And listen, make no mistake. If your friends are laughing at those who want more out of life or they're happy where they are, you can be certain they'll never do anything to help you break free from your comfort zone.
Number six, travel past stupidity, bypass ignorance, and arrive at wisdom.
That's good.
If you're living in a comfort zone, it's because you don't know something or that you're not willing to do something that with what you know. In Romans 1:13, it says, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, but was left hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles." According to Strong's Concordance, the word ignorance is not knowing. Simply said, ignorance is not knowing the facts, whereas stupid is knowing the facts but choosing not to do anything about that information or insight. There is a cure for ignorance. It's called knowledge. Get knowledge.
Wow, that's good. Number 7, keep yourself motivated during your exodus from your comfort zone. What will it take to keep you motivated on your move from mediocrity to success? From just getting by to more than enough? From average to excellence? From your comfort zone to sitting on the throne of your kingdom? A successful person is always blessed and motivated by the successful testimonies of others, knowing that it won't be long before they'll be experiencing that victory as well.
And you know, honey, as we gain knowledge, it's motivational.
That's right.
We figure out new ways, new thoughts. We have things generated, and that creates spiritual energy to go forth and conquer and do better than we've ever done.
That's true, honey. That's very good. Very good. When we get as excited, listen to this. When we get as excited about somebody else's success as we are our own, we can watch out because success is about to overtake us.
Hallelujah.
One of the other keys, while on your daily commute, turn your radio off and your imagination on. Your future is in front of you. But you'll never discover it by living in your comfort zone. Believe, do, confess, expect, love, give, and get out of your comfort zone. These are 7 things that can turn your year around.
In 2020.
And maximize your potential for success this year.
Amen. That's good.
Please continue to pray for our friend Laurel, who's lost her husband this week. And we lost
good friend.
A very, very good friend. Thank you, those who've written to say that you're praying for her.
Yes.
That blessed us so much, so much.
And we passed it on to her.
We have. We have indeed. Well, hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. And ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.